Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is spice and not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of New York City, season 15, episode 14. And I have to say, bravo, they really got me because I, for some reason, was under the impression that this would be the last episode, because I'm very patiently waiting for this season to come to an end.
Die.
And when I'm watching this episode, I'm like, man, this is really like they're going out with just kind of not that big of a bang. And then it said to be continued, and my jaw dropped because, in all honesty, now I have to watch another episode of this. Really, like, what happened? Okay, so synchronized swimming. You guys, what kind of activity, like what evening activity do you want to do when you're in Puerto Rico on like vacation? Like instead of going for like a nice dinner, go have some drinks, go
Dinner and
dancing.
dancing, that's it.
Why don't they go out to like a club, go to Old San Juan and go dancing or something like that? Synchronized swimming, really? Like, I don't know. These women are, no offense to every single one of them, but it's not just Becky who's boring. They're all a little bit
Yeah, they
boring.
are. And Huba and her behavior, I think, is a little bit, it's
off
gone, it's
the,
off the
yeah,
charts.
it's off the
And her
charts.
screaming and yelling and calling people fucking bitches and fucking this and fucking that.
And about the beach and the dirty and that's
And the
fucking
dirt.
nature,
Yeah,
right? Like you get and that. That's what you get
in
in
any
places country, where everywhere, all over the world, right?
we live in Canada, there's dead things all over, you know, that like you walk down the street, there could be a roadkill. Like in New York City, I see the rats everywhere and stuff like that. Like, I mean, it's gonna happen. But the thing that I really didn't like about it is Raquel went over very politely and like in the best way possible and was like, hey, like, can we talk about, you know, the way you acted at the beach? Uba did not give a shit. Like, it was like literally, she's talking to a wall. Like, there was no, she's like, you think I don't like Puerto Rico? I come here so many times. I do
I know it more
this.
than you, or
I
whatever
know
she
it
said,
better than
right?
you. Yeah. Imagine that. Okay.
No, it was just disrespectful, very disrespectful. And Jessel's another idiot that she's like, well, I'm happy she said it. She goes, because I was thinking it. Fucking moron. Do you really want to say that out loud? You're an idiot.
Jessel is, to be honest, she is kind of funny.
Is.
I mean,
She's a bit of a daft,
yeah, but I like people
but
like that. It's
she's
just
a funny
funny.
daft.
At least she's always kind of like a good time. She doesn't really get that upset, Jessel. I like to make fun of her too. So, like, I
Yes,
don't know. She's kind of fun
and
to.
I stand by, I love Sai.
Sai was really
I
good in the
always like
conversation
Sai,
between
and
Uba and Raquel.
all I keep thinking about with Sai there is why the fuck would you risk and I'm not saying because it's there, because I would not do that if even if she was in the United States or whatever and the weather was appropriate for that. Why would you go swimming or in the pool, in the jacuzzi, if you've got glass that you need to operate your foot, you've
Did you
got
not
some.
see her big bag of condoms?
Yes, yeah, that was just their
Safe sex,
stupidity, right?
safe swimming.
But like I mean, it's just I would never risk. Like, I don't know. That's just so scary
No, she had
looking.
the condom. It protected her.
And
Kept it dry.
oh my God. I just couldn't believe, like, in the fighting too between Uba and Aaron, and then Aaron and Bryn and Uba, and it just kind of kept going round and round. And this is just kind of more of the same. And Bryn's just being Bren's too much now. That's it. She's done.
She's done
She's
for
too
you?
much. She's done for me. I'm just sick of the bullshit play that she's done. Like you said before, it was a good thing. Is it's cute a little bit in the beginning, but then when you start to think that now, oh, I can do even more now. I can say even more now. I can taunt even more now. Like there comes a point that is just stop, right? Like it gets out of hands. right? That's my opinion,
And
right?
then
But
Uba, in retaliation, saying things about like her, like being sexual and
with the husband, like for Abe, for that call on
yeah.
there. Yeah, so but Uba had already lost it
But
at
I
that
have a
point.
question. What do you guys think of this? So they're doing like a little prank call on Abe, and it's on speaker. Everyone's kind of laughing and stuff like that. And obviously, the person who's closest with Abe is Erin. And they kind of seem like they have that relationship where she can poke fun at him. And let's be real, Brynn has already done that to him and like done the joking, like, oh, the joke flirting.
When you divorce her, you're with me,
And,
you know.
but the thing is why did Uba get so upset? Like, she could have just walked away or whatever. But two, why in turn did Aaron get all like self-conscious about it? Like, oh, why would you like insinuate that I'm bad to my husband? Why would you do this? Like, da 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 da. Like, I feel like she just got like so offended. But like, really, like when I was watching, it was just like a creepy little joke they were playing on him, and he wasn't upset or anything like that too. So I don't know why Aaron got so self-conscious about that. Like, I thought th that Aaron's reaction was weird. Like, I feel like she should have just like brushed it off, like, oh, okay, Uba, like it's totally fine. You don't need to like step into my marriage or whatever. Because if there was no problem,
You know what?
her reaction, I would have just been like, whatever, Uba,
I
you're
just
weird.
think that that scenario was so stupid, like all of it. Like, first of all, doing that, like, make okay, doing the pro like,
You know what? I feel like they're all like high school girls. Like, who
I
does
agree.
that?
It's weird that, like, I'm just thinking for myself. I wouldn't get someone, a friend of mine, so to call my husband and say, hey, what about a threesome or whatever? And yeah,
Never.
that
It's just so
wouldn't
stupid,
happen.
inappropriate, like just
And
ridiculous.
then in turn have someone else on that call me out on it, and then for me to be embarrassed about it. Like, it just wouldn't happen. Like, I think that's the biggest thing, is like, it's such an unreal situation that it's weird. Like, it's just not, it's not plausible. Like,
Like,
and I think that's
whatever,
why I
if
have
Uba wants to be upset about it,
letter B,
fine, be
whatever.
upset about it. But my issue here is, Aaron, why are you upset? Who cares? You were pulling a
You
prank.
were trying to pull the
You
prank.
were pulling the prank. Your husband isn't mad at you. Uba can be mad at you and disagree or whatever. She like called you out on the prank, but like, why are you so upset about
Yeah,
it?
I
Like,
don't know. I don't know.
defensive.
She's defend. Like I said, it's just a strange situation
Right?
that shouldn't have happened in the beginning, anyways. Like, none of that should have happened. So, this whole trip for me is just like a big, I don't know how else to put it. Is that a word?
What did you think of the so the ladies became, you know, hair extension artists on this trip.
Oh, with Jenna's
The
bush? Okay, I've had enough with the
Amazoned.
visual about Jenna. Like, I'm done. Like, I was already done the first moment that they mentioned it. And it's just like, I would rather not have like had that, because whatever visual that they gave you as they were talking. And it was just like too much.
They've got nothing. That's why
They've
they
got
do it.
nothing. They're
They've
trying
got,
to, like, I mean, it's like a circus act.
yeah,
It's like they're going round and round.
juvenile, and it's like, and I can be juvenile too. That's why I
Yeah, so
watch these
can I. I can
shows.
be a
That's
fucking moron,
that, and
like
that's
an
why I love to
idiot, act
watch
like
these
a.
shows, but I don't like to watch it for that. That's like, as a viewer, it turns me off.
Yeah, because it seems like scripted,
Yes,
right? It
that's
seems
right.
like, okay, let's do this, like for shock value, or
With these ladies, I honestly have a sneaking suspicion that they try to script everything because there is so much that happened this season that happened off camera, and then they set up a little like
Yeah, I
storyline.
don't know.
I swear to God, I don't think like Bravo, like the producers of the show or Andy or any of them are promoting that or trying to get anyone to do scripted stuff because it's not good. But I feel like these women, they're trying to do that because they brought up so much stuff, like way too much stuff that happened off camera. Like, I'm sick of it.
Yeah, I'm sick of it too. Done. Let's wait for next week and then call it a day for this cast
Yeah.
members. Because yeah, it's not good. Are they
Well, the
going to have a
finale does look
reunion?
good. I don't
Do they
know.
know if they're going to have a reunion?
I really don't think so, but what I heard, and this is something that's coming off of a clip that I saw of Jessel sitting on a couch at BravoCon or some sort of event like that. I heard that this next episode, so the very, very finale, they ended up, and maybe this is why this episode, this season is so kind of shitty, no offense to them. They ended up cutting the filming of this season short because the very last episode, the very last night in Puerto Rico, two women get into such a bad argument that one of them had to leave and one of them had to go to a different hotel. Like, and when I say leave, like get put on a plane and sent
Okay,
home.
okay, okay. So if that's the case,
It
who do we
looks like
think it is?
because at the end on the clip that it showed for the
It's
next,
gonna be Uba.
Uba for sure.
Because you know
Definitely Uba, but
what?
Aaron is part of that too. Because Aaron walked away too in the like just at the end there, right? Didn't she like just lose it? And it was like she was like, I'm
Oh,
leaving,
you
I'm
know
leaving.
what? No, actually, I do want to touch on that. Aaron walks in on Uba. Uba's getting changed. She's naked.
Yeah.
It's like, how disrespectful.
Yeah.
That's horrible. It's like, give her 5 minutes, or like, I don't know, just don't
Let her put a
argue.
bra on, for
Let her
God's sakes.
have a towel on or something, like back away. But yeah, so that's what I heard. I don't know if there's truth behind that, but that's kind of seemingly, or like, you know, it could also be they're trying to amp it up a little bit more. But that's also why, do you remember the very first episode of this season? They were doing the marketing for, you know, when they do the opening scene and stuff like that, and their dresses and whatever. And they kept talking, like, oh, I don't even want to talk to her. Oh, I can't believe I can't be in the same room as her. It was like, I'm paraphrasing here, but it was like stuff like that. There was like something
No, I
going
don't remember
on.
that.
Yeah, apparently there's something that goes down, and then they just had to end it. But I haven't heard anything about a reunion at all. So
You remember that first one?
I
I do
do.
remember that. Yeah, I do. Fuck, I forget walking 10 feet to my pantry.
All
What I went there
right.
for?
So I think it's going to be Uba getting sent home in the plane because she's been like just
She's been
off
live
the rails.
streamed.
But you know what? Last season, when they went on vacation too, she did the same thing. Like, she does not travel well. I
No,
would
she
not want to
doesn't.
travel with her. Maybe.
She's like a travelzilla. You know, like the breadzillas. She's a
Yeah, she
travelzilla.
is. Maybe. I think she gets just directly sent home. Maybe the person who ends up needing to go to a hotel is,
Aaron.
I was gonna
Aaron
say
looks like she.
Brynn,
No,
maybe
Aaron looks
Brynn,
like.
because I feel like a lot of the women are gonna turn on Brynn,
Yeah, Brynn and
because
Uba though have had a lot lately. Like, and they've been at each other's throats. So it could very well be Brynn.
Yeah, because Brynn has been like, I don't think she is very, because now Jessel, I feel like, probably feels a little bit differently towards her, because first she was just annoyed about the paparazzi thing. Now I would be pissed off after that dinner. Like, why call me out? Why like make fun of me taking photos? Like, fuck you. So I'm placing my bets on those two for the plane and for the
Yeah.
hotel. What do you guys think?
I think it's Bryn. I think Bryn and Uba. I think Aaron's gonna lose it. Okay,
But
well, we'll see
yeah,
if
I think
that.
Uba's definitely losing it.
So we're for sure all on the fact that
And
Uba's
everybody's gonna
probably
be
gone.
against Bryn.
And I think it's Bryn. You think it's Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron and
And Sugar thinks it's
Uba and Bryn.
Uba and
Bryn. Bryn.
Bryn. Bryn? Did you
Yeah.
say Bryn too? Okay,
I think it's
okay,
gonna be Bryn.
okay.
Yeah, because I think she'll have to leave. Like, they'll get into some sort of
Yeah, I
argument.
think so too. I
But
think.
a lot of the women in the house, they don't have any issue with Aaron. Oh, I guess except for Sai. Sai is kind of mad at her. But a lot of the women, if they had to pick over Aaron and Bryn, I think
Yeah, then
Bryn has
okay. If
pissed
they're
off
picking,
a
yeah.
lot of them.
But I thought like it looked like Aaron was leaving. of her own free will.
Well, I'm just saying based off of like the dynamic that I feel in the house.
I guess we'll see next week,
Yeah.
right?
We'll see for the last and final
Thank
episode.
Yeah. God.
Well, that was Sugar.
This is spice
And not so nice.
And thank you for listening to our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.